Sean Burks, the head coach for the Audubon Wheelers, joining us here as they get ready for round one of the pond. They're going to be hosting Bedford coming up on Friday night. And coach, I tell you what, it's nice to catch up with you. We've texted back and forth a little bit the last couple of weeks, but nice to get a chance to talk football with you live a little bit.
Yeah, we're glad to get back a little bit of our normalcy. It's been a weird year. It's been a unique season. We always knew it was going to be, and it got even more real, with our 2-week quarantine period. So, we're glad to get back after it. Our kids have been itching for it. Just glad to, our timing of that was when it was, and now we got a chance to make a run here in the postseason. And the kids have put in the time in the off season and during the season. I didn't want them their postseason to get ripped away from them, especially our seniors. So. Glad we can get back after it this week.
And Coach, I know you want to kind of move beyond that and should, but what have the last 2 weeks been like, and how much have you guys been able to get on the field and get any practice in?
Yeah, it was pretty unique. We took a full week plus off just with the situation arising, and then with our healthy guys last week, which wasn't a whole lot of our team. We're not going to go into deep details there. We started getting them, conditioned and shape a little bit because we had a JV game this Monday. So, our first day back with official competition and practices, whatever. So, want to get our young guys a little bit of practice last week. So, gave them a 3-day weekend. We didn't do a whole lot with them last week, so it really haven't done much for 2 weeks. So, kicked off our week with a JV game last night against two quarters against Coon and two quarters against Glidden, and we're able to be successful in both of those, and now hopefully get that rolling into practice this week as well. Going to need a good week of practice. I could knock some of that rust off. We've got a really mature, hungry bunch, so they've been chomping at the bit. I'm excited to see how good a practice we can have this week.
Is that the biggest concern for you coming into the Bedford game? I mean, Bedford 0-5, so not a powerhouse program that you're taking on this season anyway, but the fact that you've sat for 2 weeks without a game, how much does that worry you?
Yeah, I think the conversation for our team all year has been, kind of working it week by week, day by day to get better, to achieve some long-term goals. And then we sat there for 2 weeks and didn't get to see any progress. So it really ramps up this week. We're gonna condition a little bit harder than we normally would first week of playoffs, just because we have sat for 2 weeks and because it's only the 8th week of the football season, too. So it's not week 10, 11, 12 after a grinder of a season. We've only played 5 games. Our starters have only played, about 11 quarters or whatever it's been. We're fresh and we're pretty darn healthy. We came out of that pretty good. So it's a question of pushing ourselves every day in practice and every Friday night to get better. We've got to see growth. We're trending in the right direction. We got a pretty talented group, a pretty hungry group. We have to knock that rust off quickly because the road through the postseason gets harder and harder every round. And, if we're not ready for Bedford, your season is over. You can't afford a loss. You can't afford a sloppy Friday night. So you got to survive in advance, and you got to get a lot better in a hurry. So it's a unique year in that aspect, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
Bedford, like you guys, only 5 games on the season. They come in 0-5. Looks like they've had two different guys play quarterback. What have you seen from them on film, and do these guys offer something different for you?
Yeah, their 0-5 is a little bit unique in the fact that they lost their last 2 games, and neither one, as far as I'm aware, neither one was a reason on their end. Most teams that sit for 2 weeks, like us, was, we had enough kids that were quarantined with contact tracing that we couldn't play ourselves. But week 6 and week 7, they were Griswold and East Union canceled on them. So, that would be frustrating on their end. They've been healthy enough to play 7 games but only got 5. So, with the schedule that they were dealt, we're just looking at schedules. I think they probably would have been favored against East Union and Griswold. So they're likely more of a 2-5 type team. So it's a better team than you'd think just looking at record because, you look at the 5 games they've played. They lost a 1-possession game to Stanton, who turned around last week and nearly beat Cam. And then their 4 other losses are East Mills and Lennox, who are two pretty darn good teams. Who have pushed Cam and Fremont Mills, and the other two teams are Cam and Fremont Mills. They're top 5, top 10, whatever you want to look at, teams that are more than capable of making a run to the dome as well. So they played a tough schedule. They were unfortunate they didn't get to play the last 2 weeks. So we got to be ready for it. They're well coached. They're a program that's a pretty successful football program down there. They play the game the right way. They defensively they and offensively they give you so many different looks. So it's not a typical. I don't think there's any doubt that they're the best winless team in eight man football, at least.
Coach, Eli Morris, their leading runner, and then one of their quarterbacks, Tristan Cummings, their second leading rusher. How do they use the Morris kid?
You know, the thing that they want to establish is that jet sweep, because it really sets up a lot of their stuff. You know, if they can establish jet sweep, they can fake the jet and the quarterback can keep it. So I think that's kind of where you're looking at their two leading rushers. Is their favorite plays to me are jet sweep and then jet fake jet and run quarterback trap, quarterback counter, quarterback lead back the other way. So, and don't get me wrong, they can put the Morris kid back and tailback and just hand it to him on just regular inside zone or outside lead type of stuff, where they run a little bit of option. But that jet sweep is definitely where they want to establish to kind of build. If they get that established, they can kind of build everything else around that with their jet pass, their jet screen, their jet keep. You know, there's a variety of things they can build with that jet package.
The Cummings kid, worry you more if he scrambles than if he throws?
Not necessarily. You know, they do some nice things in the passing game. But he's a really quick runner too. So we've got our hands full between, you know, their downfield passing game, their screen game, and the screens a variety of ways. But jailbreak is probably their most successful pass play. They just get it out to the perimeter quickly. They get those defensive linemen pursuing upfield to get after the quarterback, and all of a sudden the O line slips behind and they've got numbers to run. So well, they do a lot of nice things, and it's a good challenge for us after not playing for 2 weeks. You know, I'm glad we get a play. We did not want to buy this week. We wanted to play somebody, and I'm glad we're going to play somebody that gives us so many different looks here.
Coach, when you guys have the football, concerned at all about the timing of the offense and getting back into that rhythm, and what do you anticipate Bedford trying to do to mess up that timing?
Timing, I'm not super concerned with. I'm just worried more with the communication aspect. We do so many things at the line of scrimmage, you know, with Gavin getting us into the right play. So that's where hopefully we're sharp mentally. I think we'll be all right. I'm confident in our guys. But that's where it could be a little bit of rust, as we haven't, you know, done anything with terminology and practicing those reps for a couple weeks. But hopefully we get our feet back under us quickly.
Coach, along with a win, what do you want to see from your group on Friday night?
I want to see a clean game. I don't want to see a bunch of penalties and mistakes, a bunch of rust, so to speak. You know, we've got a mature enough, veteran enough team that we can't use that as an excuse of, hey, we haven't played in a while. You know, we're not putting in a whole new playbook. We're not putting in a ton of new stuff this week. We're doing what we've done all year, and like you should. I mean, it's what got us here to this point. So. Our kids are capable of coming out and playing well. I want to see a fast start. It's something we've done all year as we've come out ready to execute the game plan, and it hasn't been an inconsistent effort by any means. Our kids have come out and dominated from the get-go, and that's what we're challenging our kids with again. They've done it 5 times. We haven't had a chance to prove it for 2 weeks, but that doesn't mean they're not capable of doing it again. So hopefully come out fast, execute, just execute the game plan as it is, and be as sharp as we can after not playing for 2 weeks.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the best luck, and I know the guys looking forward to catching up with you on the new A-Ford Scoreboard Show following the game.
Thanks, appreciate it.
You bet. Head coach Sean Burks again with the Audubon Wheelers. Again, they'll entertain Bedford in the opening round of the playoffs coming up on Friday night.